This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can actually watch us on YouTube over there live right now and join us in live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to Before It's News. Check us out there. You can watch us live right now. We're up on the front page there as well. Join in the conversation. Love to see what it is that you bring to the table. And, again, we just love the input. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number's 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Friends, want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Also wanted to let you know that we are broadcasting live from the San Diego area today, where it's 56 degrees. And let me tell you what, friends, this has been a trip of trips in so many different ways. But with that again said, friends, let's get to the topic because we got much to cover today. What I want to talk about is God's appointed man. Okay, because we've been told by the false prophets today that the man in the People's White House today is God appointed. Well, I'm here to tell you he's right, and they're right in saying that he's an appointed man. But, folks, they believe that he's appointed in making America great again. If he's appointed in making America great again, the way to make America great again is to bring down judgment upon the heads of the wicked within Washington, D.C., first and foremost, and then throughout the land, and not until then. And what's the problem that we're having in this country? A lack of justice, which, by the way, for anybody that's taken the time to understand history, the way that you destroy a constitutional republic such as our own, friends, is to leave off the commandments that God has given us. And this falls to every country. They want to create a world, tyrants do, without God. And it's not going to happen in the future because it's never happened in the past. But there are those that want to dare the justice of God by leaving off the justice of God, and it's not a good place to put yourself. So, talking about God's appointed man in the People's White House today and making America great again, well, the fact of the matter is he is God's appointed man in found, friends, and being found out. This is what I'm going to highlight. He's being found out today for funding terror-tied care in judging America today. And if I bring that about line upon line, precept upon precept, in correlation to what I was saying earlier, friends, keep in mind, Mr. Calvin said, when God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. And who are the wicked? Again, the wicked are those that know to do right, and yet they do it not. Okay? Well, folks, if you remember rightly, and I want to just go back just a little bit, not too far back, but listen carefully. I remember that not long ago, how the professed Christians in America were very angry to find that Chick-fil-A, you know, the restaurant, the string, in the chain of restaurants across the United States of America, Chick-fil-A, you know, the good guys that close on Sundays, and they're known to be a Christian organization. Well, we found out, friends, that they were actually funding the likes of Southern Poverty Law Center. You remember this? Chick-fil-A, a Christian organization, was exposed for actually funding the likes of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a hate group. Do you remember how displeased people were across the country, namely those that profess to be Christians, how displeased they were with Chick-fil-A in the funding of that of Southern Poverty Law Center? I do. Well, I want to ask the same people what they think of this president who has been sold to America and Americans as a Christian president. By the way, I want to just say this. Give me a break. Read John 8:44. Now, friends, remember Barack Hussein Obama was sold to you as a Christian until he got into office. Remember, just like George W. Bush, he was sold to the American people as a Christian president until he got there. And just like Bill Clinton, who was sold to the American people as a Christian until he got there. I mean, what is it that we don't understand with what I just said, friends? I mean, this is the definition, again, of insanity, friends. People just don't understand the game that they're caught up into. People say all the time, why is it that, you know, they sell themselves as Christians, and then when they get into the People's White House, they do the opposite of what they said they were going to do? Well, guess what, friends? It's exactly what's happening again today in this country. You've been sold a bill of goods, and folks, with nothing in the content. And I'm talking about the content of the character of the person that promised to do so. Because now what we have found, friends, is Donald Trump and his administration were found funding the likes of terror-tied organizations such as CARE, Council on Islamic Relations, okay? I just got to remind you people, CARE is the organization that seeks the overthrow of the United States of America. I also want to show you too, friends, because many people talk about George Soros and how wicked and evil he is. Well, let me show you how wicked and evil the people are in this country, because they tolerated George Soros just like the president of the United States of America, because, again, everybody talks about how wicked and evil he is, but nobody ever seeks justice concerning the likes of a George Soros who has created over 200 organizations in the United States of America as we know it, which are subversive organizations. Friends, why is the president of the United States of America funding CARE? Why is he funding an organization that means the overthrow of America? Americans, have you forgotten about September 11th, 2001? Did you forget about the thousands that fell to their death? Did you forget about what we were sold by corrupt politicians and the mainstream media concerning who our enemies were? Well, this is some of the things that President Trump said, too, on the campaign trail about how he wants to stop a certain people from coming into the United States of America. Friends, that was all political talk. That was talk that he sold to you, and it was political talk because he told you what you wanted to hear until he got himself into the People's White House. How many times has he showed himself for who he really is, America? And this is the kicker. And what I'm going to do is we're going to be taking a quick break here. When I come back, I want to go over to Robert Spencer really quick and what he wrote on CARE, how it is an unindicted co-conspirator in a Hamas terror funding case by the Justice of Department. But friends, what we're told through the media as to who the bad guys are, we're finding now that your said representatives in government, namely the President of the United States of America, are actually taking your taxpayer dollars and funding these organizations that mean to overthrow your country. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, I'm getting a negative response concerning the content that I'm giving you right now. And my number is 1-866-582-9933. I know that you cowards like to do that sort of thing. For all those that would oppose or suggest that I'm saying something that's not true, I would ask you one question. Where are you getting your information? I can tell you. You're getting your information from the media that you say that you don't believe in. Unless it high-fives your favorite politician who has your favorite jersey on, right? That's exactly right. And that is exactly why you're in trouble today. You reject the counsel of God against yourselves, and you reject the truth that might make you free. And why? Because you might have to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm talking right now about how this president's been sold to the American people as God's appointed man. Well, I'm here to tell you, they're right, but not the way that they meant it. The opposite is true. See, they sold Donald Trump as the man that is going to get the job done. And yet what we're finding is he's not making America great again, friends. Now we're finding out that he's actually funding terror-tied care in the United States of America, a subversive organization which means to undermine and overthrow the United States of America. Yes, you heard me correctly. Yes, what I'm telling you are facts. Oh, I know that what he said isn't what he's doing. I totally agree with you. But the fact of the matter is he's been doing this since he's been in the People's White House, friends. And let me ask you the question furthermore. Who's been telling you to jump on the Trump train more than the professed Christians who don't even know the Word of God or the U.S. Constitution more than them? Nobody have. And this is exactly why there are a reproach in the United States of America in such a big way. Robert Spencer writes, CARE is an unindicted co-conspirator in a Hamas terror-tied funding case. So named by, listen carefully, by the Justice Department. I want people to understand something. When a president goes into office, when he's done with his tenure, his time is serving the we the people, or in his case, as what we have been seeing in this country over the last, what, 6 and 7 decades, serving special interest groups in the United Nations to create a new global order. People need to understand that when that incumbent leaves office, the bureaucracy that he created is still there. Let me say that again. When the president of the United States of America, love him or hate him, when he leaves the people's White House, do remember that the bureaucracies that have been created, they still stay there. Okay? This is what people need to do. It's like Barack Hussein Obama and what he did unlawfully and illegally during his tenure. If this president really meant what he said, the first thing he would have did is he would have dealt with the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, because he's not a natural-born citizen. Oh, and don't talk to me about it being a birther, friends, because I know that the controlled opposition, namely the conservatives of the day, you know, yesterday's liberal, they failed to address the issue because they love you so much that they serve their golden calf every step of the way to become rich, at least temporarily, and throwing off the fight in which they should be involved with, in which they should be educating the American people to be involved with, okay? But I want you to understand those bureaucracies are still there from Barack Hussein Obama, and if this president meant what he said, he would have went after him and undone everything that that administration did. Did he do that? Nope. He gets in the people's White House. He meets him before he becomes the president of the United States of America, and he says of Barack Hussein Obama, friends, he's first class. He's first class, said Donald Trump of Barack Hussein Obama. People still haven't figured the game out, have they? Robert Spencer goes on, care officials have repeatedly refused to denounce Hamas and Hezbollah as terrorist groups. Several former care officials have been convicted of various crimes related to jihad terror. CARE's co-founder and longtime board chairman, Omar Ahmad, as well as the chief spokesman, Ibram Hooper, have made Islamic supremacist statements about how Islamic law should be imposed in the United States of America, and Donald Trump is funding this organization. The founder of CARE, Ahmad, denies this, but the original reporter stands by her story. CARE chapters frequently distribute pamphlets telling Muslims not to cooperate with law enforcement in the United States of America. But that should come as no surprise, friends, because we know that the CARE director over there in Texas, he said that if you're a Muslim in America, you're above American law. And when they get here, don't they act accordingly, friends? Yes, they do. And if you're going to refuse to be the law and make yourself sheep, guess what? You're going to allow those wolves to tear and devour you. So don't make the mistake of making yourself a sheep in any given scenario, friends. Robert Spencer said that CARE has opposed virtually every anti-terror measure that has been proposed in America or implemented and has been declared a terror organization by the United Arab Emirates. CARE's Hussein or Hussam Halush in 2017 called for the overthrow of the United States of America and the U.S. government. CARE's national outreach manager is an open supporter of Hamas. And Westrop, DHS approves 100,000 grants of taxpayers' money to CARE. Well, who appointed all those Muslims in the DHS? Wait a second. Wasn't the Department of Homeland Security actually created to protect the people from the Muslims that attacked us on September 11th? Is anybody paying attention? Probably not, and that's exactly what we're doing here today on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Friends, in October, the Trump administration handed out $100,000 of your taxpayer dollars to the Terror-Tide Council on American-Islamic Relations. The Middle East Forum has found that in 2009, the FBI blacklisted CARE after federal prosecutors named the Islamic group as an unindicted co-conspirator during the 2008 Holy Land Foundation terrorism financing trial. Friends, can you make this up? You can't. It's confusion by design, but I also want to say this. If you feel that you're confused, just keep in mind concerning those that think that they're behind this conspiracy, how confused they must be in maintaining the lies. Because, friends, a lie is like a snowball. It starts out really small, but it gets to the point where you can no longer control it. So sooner or later, they're going to reap what they're going to sow and what they have sown. The fact of the matter is what we're doing right now is unraveling their lies, friends, so you can understand how the agenda is going forward today, regardless if you like it or not. America, you have been told by false prophets in America. You have been told by people in the church who should know better as to what's going on here, who have continuously taken the current president, Donald Trump, for what he says rather than judging him by what he does, and they continuously promote his message. And it's absolutely interesting, friends, that just yesterday in Virginia alone, there were people there that were actually wearing Make America Great Again hats while they were protesting Governor Northam. You can't make that up, friends. All the while not realizing that nobody's behind the helm on disarming the American people more than Donald Trump himself is. This is why you have gun organizations across the country today standing up against the likes of Donald Trump, who will no longer stand with Donald Trump because they see that, again, what he said on the campaign trail and what he's doing concerning gun right owners, friends, and I'm talking about gun owners and them persevering in upholding, friends, their God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment of America, to own guns. They now understand that, wait a second, what he said and what he's doing are two different stories. Folks, this is how judgment begins upon a disobedient nation. It happens incrementally, little by little. Little by little. You also got to keep in mind the devil's not going to come to your front door knocking on it with horns and a fork behind him, friends. That's not how he does what he does. He transforms himself as an angel of light. And it's exactly what's been going on in this country for a long, long time. And we need to awake to the tactics of our enemies, friends. I want to finish with this before the next segment. To fund CARE, said Robert Spencer, the Department of Homeland Security, the DHS, first awarded monies to the Washington, D.C. government, which then selected CARE and a number of other extremist organizations as suitable subrecipients. The federal government would likely have been aware, however, that CARE was a guarantee or a grantee. According to the government documentation, it seems subgrantees must be approved by the DHS before funds are distributed. So in other words, the bureaucracy, unconstitutionality of the DHS itself, which is stacked with Muslim Brotherhood terror-tied affiliates and subordinates, friends, you need to understand that they're already there approving the funds that Donald Trump just gave them. So you think that this is bad. I want to tell you it's twice as worse or twice as bad as you may think it is. The fact of the matter is, friends, we need to either get back to God's word and keep his word and establish his commandments and his judgments so we might get his results. But if we want to keep handing it over to the likes of what we see in the People's White House today, you can rest assured the next one behind Donald Trump is going to be teed up to do far worse than what Donald Trump has done and is doing. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As the impeachment trial of President Trump is underway in the Senate, the president is in Davos, Switzerland, meeting with world leaders.
We have the strongest country in the world by far, and it was going in the wrong direction. We have the greatest economy we've ever had in the history of our country. And I'm in Europe today because we're bringing a lot of other companies into our country with thousands of jobs, millions of jobs in many cases. So that whole thing is a total hoax. So I'm sure it's going to work out fine.
Opening the debate in the Senate, White House counsel Pat Cipollone says Democrats have no case.
Once you hear those initial presentations, the only conclusion will be that the president has done absolutely nothing wrong.
Meanwhile, California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says the evidence against President Trump is clear and overwhelming. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, if you want to call in, the lines are open, 1-866-582-9933. Have some of my live chat friends saying right now, Trump is a master of deception. Well, he is to those that are willfully blind. He is to those that are willfully ignorant. It's like me going to a circus and actually believing what the clown is doing is right or true. No, I already know that I'm going into a circus. And this circus that I'm talking about is the circus of politics that the American people have put up with far too long in this country. Just seen a picture of him and the one that is allegedly seeking to impeach him. It was just a couple days ago, him and Nancy Pelosi. Folks, they aren't enemies. They're the best of friends. Remember what Jesse Ventura said? Love him or hate him, he was right. Jesse's the guy that was responsible for saying that politics and pro wrestling are exactly the same. Well, guess what, friends? Donald Trump appointed his best friend, Ed McMahon, who owns the WWE, who did many shows with him in pro wrestling. He appointed his wife in his cabinet. For those that didn't know, I just thought I'd add that, okay? Just to show you that what I'm telling you is exactly what's happening in his administration. The people that are blinded by him, they are willfully blinded by him. They choose not to see the truth. They have not a love for the truth. And because of it, friends, they're being judged by it today. Okay? I was just talking about what Robert Spencer wrote for SonsOfLibertyMedia.com concerning care and how Donald Trump is, in fact, funding care. A terror-tied organization who is subversive and means for the overthrow of the United States of America. But this should come as no surprise, friends, because we've seen that he said he was going to stop funding to the abortion industry, only to find out that there's more money coming into the abortion industry. But who do we hear outside of that? We hear the Christians who are sending out letters saying, oh, we need to tell Donald Trump, thank you for cutting more funding from abortion. Friends, he's the president of the United States of America. He has an obligation to faithfully execute the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution and stopping abortion. And yes, he can do it. And yes, you do have the law behind yourself, Mr. President. Okay? Now, on top of this, we're now finding that it's not just the president aiding and abetting the enemies within, but the Congress as well. Did you hear what I said? Who's Congress, friends? The people's representatives. They're guilty as well. Well, what are you talking about? Well, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we just found out that there are over 120 members of Congress who support the unindicted terror-funding conspirators of that of care. Okay, America, let me say it this way. It's not time to get onto the Trump train the way that you've been told by the false prophets. It's time for you to get off the Trump train and start dealing with the Trump train lawfully, because if you don't, you're not going to have any tracks left to have any train to be put on. Okay? And I'm talking about your freedoms. Now, let me do this, because I want to remind them that have short memories. There are many in this country today that are still waiting for the justice promised. You know, the draining of the swamp. Long ago on the campaign trail from this president, he offered and promised to do just that. And as I said from the beginning of his incumbency, you can keep waiting, because justice is not coming to Washington and its criminals through Donald Trump, which is the surest sign that you are dealing with a wicked man. Not according to your opinion, not according to your fallen, reprobate nature, but according to the Word of God in Jesus Christ, who is the standard. You are not, nor is this administration. The Bible says that evil men understand not judgment. Let me take it a step further. This administration's not going to judge others in his circle that he promised to judge, because if he did so, friends, then they would come out and do the same with him. And he sure, friends, as well, is not going to do that. Okay? That is for you, the American people, to do what they leave off. Now, the good news is that this is all temporal. But what are you talking about, Brad? Folks, judgments upon this administration, as well as the people that are accomplices in tolerating what it is that he leaves off. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God. And why was Sodom and Gomorrah judged by God? They were judged by God because the people, the good people of Sodom and Gomorrah, failed to keep the commandments of the Lord in judging within. So therefore, God judged that nation because they left off judgment. And so it is anywhere. Anywhere. Read Amos 7:8. Read Hebrews 9:27. Revelations 21, verse 8. Matter of fact, you can see this all across the country today. We all know that Americans were promised on the campaign trail, again, that special prosecutor for Hillary Clinton, only to find that 41 seconds into his victory speech that Americans now owed criminal Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Do you guys all remember that? I do. Folks, this should have been the first clue as to what America and Americans were in for. But they had the false prophets out there. They had the Pastor Jeffress, and they had others, friends, in the Church of America, which are the greatest advocates for abortion, homosexuality, crime within the church and crime within the government, sitting there touting and cheerleading this president every step of the way to their own demise, and yours as well if you follow along in close pursuit. Okay? Bradley, why did you bring up this whole special prosecutor with Hillary Clinton? Because people have forgotten about it. People didn't realize that he said the exact opposite to those that put him in the People's White House just within 1 minute after he won the People's White House. He turned on them within 41 seconds. Then recently we have the President Trump, calling out Barack Hussein Obama for the illegal funding, you know, stealing American taxpayer dollars to fund her enemies. That's called treason, by the way, Article 3, Section 3. But what we've seen, friends, is President Trump calling out Barack Hussein Obama for the illegal funding of Iran and the alleged missiles that were fired at Americans. And then what does Donald Trump do? Right in the face of the world, Trump lays sanctions on the Iranians while overlooking Barack Hussein Obama's treason against the American people. Read Luke 22:48, Article 3, Section 3. I also want to say this. I want you to hear this because it's important that you hear this. Trump lays sanctions on the Iranians. Did anybody forget? Again, going back to something I've said to you so many different times, but I say it for the very purpose that I'm going to pound the nail in until it falls into your heart. Do you remember when Wesley Clark said 18 years ago that they would end up, friends, seven nations in 5 years? They would wrap it all up by taking care of Iran. Do you remember when Wesley Clark said that our military would not be in those countries if there wasn't natural resources, oil, gold, drugs like there is in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran? He said we wouldn't have a military presence there. So we can see that now Donald Trump, of course, is pushing forth the agenda by working with his good buddies over at the military-industrial complex that we were warned of back in 1961, January 17th, by the President of the United States of America, namely President Eisenhower. See, people forget this. You know, it was one of the things that I was thinking about again today. Lord, why is it that I'm constantly thinking about stuff that hasn't been dealt with? Do you remember in the book of Amos where the Lord said, what do you see, Amos? And he said, a plumb line. And a plumb line is someone that takes a plumb line and it drops straight down. And the Lord said, I will no longer pass over it. In other words, the Lord's justice took over in degrees, friends. Because the American people didn't deal with the first one. So the Lord's bringing you back saying, this is what I'm talking about. And the fact of the matter is, the art of radio and the art of writing, friends, is saying the same things over and over again, a different way. But I got to tell you, in this ministry, it's a prophetic ministry. And it's one that has a hammer. It's not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Number two, that's found in Jeremiah 23:29. But you also need to keep in mind that Jesus said to all of us that we're to put our hand to the plow and not look back. Friends, if we would deal with the issues that we even see today, we don't have to highlight more issues concerning scandals and crimes of said politicians tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying? Because if we set the precedent that we're not going to tolerate crime, starting from the top all the way to the bottom, just like you've seen in Virginia yesterday concerning that tyrant governor, that's the message that needs to be sent. And a recall is not enough for tyrants. It's also to judge them. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. They need to be charged for their crimes against we the people. It is for the American people to send the message to corruption in the United States of America, we are not going to deal with your corruption anymore. The minute the American people do that, starting in your own home through repentance, Acts 20, verse 21, then in your towns, then in your cities, then in your states, folks, once we begin to deal with local governments here, we can take it all the way up and deal with it and say we are no longer dealing with your corruption. Until that message is sent, let me reiterate the point. Absolutely nothing is going to change in this country. Donald Trump is doing what he can do because he knows he can get away with what his followers are allowing him to get away with. The man, friends, is funding those that mean to overthrow American governments. The man has been found out over and over and over again doing the opposite of what he said he was going to do on major issues that he promised the American people. And it's enough to stand back and watch him fail to keep his promises. It's now for us to stand up and fulfill the promises, starting with the People's White House. And I also want to reiterate this because I know that there's foolish people out there. I'm getting an answer back right now by the Holy Ghost. Did you know that there's over 200 different presidential candidates that you haven't even heard of running for the presidency of the United States of America? The only ones that you've heard of are the ones that the mainstream media has hand-delivered you. You need to figure out this game, friends, because enough is enough. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. One more segment. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to highlight the fact right now, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted, U.S. starts refunding jihadi white helmets in Syria with $6.6 million as Russia warns of new false flags. This is all under Donald Trump, okay? Again, I know what you've been told. But the fact of the matter is this is a systematic game. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, and it's exactly what they're doing today, friends. This is all controlled and contrived within. And the fact of the matter is until you figure out the game and quit playing it with them, friends, it's going to continuously go on. One of the other things I wanted to say, too, because I have some smart friends thinking right now, I wrote an article some time ago called to resign with the slap on the hand is not enough. Prosecution must commence. And isn't it amazing the crimes of politicians? And I'm talking about these high-profile criminals. Isn't it interesting the American people will just, well, they'll settle for a great American appeaser like Trey Gowdy who talks big and does nothing. Why? Because they haven't figured out he's a part of the program. Same thing with Jason Chaffetz. Same thing with Daryl Issa. Same thing with Jim Jordan now, folks, who's in brood and scandal right now concerning pedophilia, by the way, for those that didn't know. But isn't it interesting when they're caught, when they're found out, the American people are appeased with a slap on the wrist by just saying, well, he resigned. Really? If you commit a crime, are you just going to stand in front of the judge and say, well, I resign. I'm not going to do that anymore. No, what are you doing? You're creating hardened criminals. And who's responsible for that? Soft judges. So, America, if you want to play the soft judge, you better understand that you are creating and breeding more corruption within your government. Folks, we have the American people, again, accepting the notion that public servants, that's what they are, who have been placed into public trust, have transgressed American laws, must simply resign after their criminal violations rather than face justice as to the laws in which they broke, as if to suggest that this will somehow appease the crime. Nope. Again, it only encourages it. Okay? I mean, folks, asking them to resign is like hiring a banker that turns out to be a bank robber, and then after their crimes are discovered, you ask the bank robber to simply return the money and go find another job. That's what this is like. What's he going to do? He will merely go to another bank and then repeat the crime all over again in hopes that he can get away with it this time. It reminds me of the merciful captain, friends. And the merciful captain is the American people. And no matter how many times their ship is shot at, the merciful people in the United States of America just look at the politicians and just say, you know what, that's okay. We'll just forgive you. Unscripturally, by the way, you're to forgive 7 times 7 in Luke 17:4 to those that repent. You don't show forgiveness to those that haven't repented, America. It's not scriptural, okay? But the merciful captain shot at by another corrupt politician, namely the American people, who mans the ship. They just don't know it. They think that corrupt government does. No, you're wrong. But the merciful captain, the American people, allows the next corrupt politician to shoot at him again. And what does the merciful captain do? The American people, they look at that corrupt politician and just say, well, that's okay. He didn't hurt my ship. Oh, yeah, he's hurting the ship little by little by little by little. He's blowing holes in your ship that's going to sink, and that dummy doesn't realize that he's going to sink with you or she's going to sink with you. But the fact of the matter is the American people don't want the country, the ship, to sink anyways. Well, if you don't want it to sink, then you deal with the corrupt politicians. But the American people, the merciful captain, say, that's okay. Well, you know what, friends? You keep allowing these politicians to keep shooting at your ship. Sooner or later, you're not going to have a ship to shoot at anymore. And that's exactly where we're going right now. Hey, folks, I'm going to say this. You don't ask criminals for a resignation. You fire them and call the police and have them prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for their crimes committed. That applies to government in a big way. This deters the crime, not encourages it. The Americans need to understand that where justice is left off, it will create repeat offenders, and so it has, and will continue to do so until or unless the American people remedy it and apply the law. That's all found in Isaiah 26, verse 9. When you get a moment, do check it out and do your due diligence. Friends, the bottom line is it's not enough for asking the resignation. No, it's enough to know. And, folks, this just doesn't apply to this current administration. You can go back to the administration before that and still incur, friends, justice. Yeah, the administration before that, you can do the same thing. The administration before that, you can do the same thing. And I can just hear all you people out there saying right now, all 325.7 million people saying, well, how are we going to do that? Well, let me remind you something. Let me just go to a natural parable, if you don't mind, or a metaphor. There's 325.7 million people in this country that are putting up with the crimes of less than 545 people. Well, I've never heard it said that way. Well, you need to be told. You need to hear it be said that way, because that's where we're at today. Folks, these organizations that this American government has created since September 11th are warring against people that have the audacity to stand up against their crimes. And it's not for Americans to stand back and let it happen. I want you to listen carefully to this. The lack of justice upon the wicked, friends, is exactly how this country is being destroyed from within. Okay? Again, Donald Trump's out there bullying other countries that we were foretold how many years ago that this is what the American government was going to do. And then the American government takes the bait, they drink the Kool-Aid, and they act like the clown in the circus of politics is actually telling them the truth. Only to find out we were told and warned long ago, and those warnings we didn't take heed to. Isn't it interesting how he goes out there, the American government has for decades since I can remember, goes out there and bullies third world countries that don't submit to the global order, but they never clean up Washington, D.C. Judgment begins in the house of God. Oh, and by the way, it is, just for those that think that this will never happen, hey, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, like it or not, and that falls to every single human being on this planet, okay, if you're found in the disfavor of God. Did you know that Augustine stated in the absence of justice, what is sovereignty but organized robbery? Who's raping the American people more than your said government? We find out that Congress and representatives in government today are they're doing insider trading. It's interesting how these people go into office and they're making $174,000 a year, and before you know it, friends, a year or two later, they're millionaires. I mean, some of them have been there for 30 years and they're worth $200 million. And Americans, they still haven't figured that out. They think that they're doing the job that nobody else can do. No, they're raping you. It's organized robbery, friends. And what's happening today in America? The people are systematically being stripped of their God-given rights. That is, if they don't fight for them. Rights are never taken away. They're always forfeited. Don't ever forget that. 1 Timothy 6:12. The people are systematically being stripped of their God-given rights by the very criminals that Washington fails to judge. Listen to what I just told you. And what the people fail to understand is that they are drawing violence nigh unto themselves. You are encouraging them to more violence by leaving off justice concerning those criminals. And this is, by the way, America, this is clear too. And I'm talking about from the Word of God in Jonah 2:8. They that forsake, folks, those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. You believe their lies, you forsake your own mercies. Justice left off is how you reject mercy, friends. You that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near unto you. Amos 6:3. Now, I want to finish with this, because I know that there are many that have been spoon-fed the lie that somehow Trump is their heaven-ordained man in making America great again. You know, the people's man, a repairer of the breach, making their lives prosperous and stress-free. Read Jeremiah 17:5 through 8. Yet the fact is, the opposite is true. The Lord has appointed Donald Trump, yet his appointment is set for incremental chastisements and judgments upon these people who refuse to repent and do what he has failed to do. Read Leviticus 26:14 through 18. Did you hear what I said? The Lord has appointed Donald Trump for judgment upon a people that fail to deal with the issues. When God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. The topic in which I covered is brand new news, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. I could spend every day on this radio program highlighting another broken promise by this administration. And folks, but I also want to let you know that he's not my God. God is. The Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's my God. And he's the one that hears, and he's the one that directs, and he's the one that answers, and he's the one that said to call unto him, and he will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Just look to our forefathers today to understand what they taught us through their example. Read the Declaration of Independence. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.